USA Radio News.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence delivered the keynote address at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy's 137th commencement exercises.
Today, as you prepare to assume your duties as officers of the United States Coast Guard, I'm pleased to report to you, as the Admiral reflected, you do so at a time of historic investment in the armed forces of the United States. And as you accept the responsibility to lead Coast Guardsmen and women, I promise you, this Commander in Chief will always have your back.
40% of Americans can't cover a $400 emergency expense, at least without selling something or borrowing from someone. That's according to a new report from the Fed Reserve Board. The report, though, does show that 74% of adults are at least feeling okay financially, an increase of about 10 percentage points from the first survey 4 years earlier. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Many Republicans on Capitol Hill are excited about a new banking bill, which includes the biggest rewrite of the financial regulations since Dodd-Frank. Representative Jeb Hensarling of Texas, he's a Republican, he's no fan of Dodd-Frank.
The left has viewed Dodd-Frank as being chiseled onto tablets and coming down from Mount Sinai, and so many of them were loath to deal with it. Fortunately, there were a group in the Senate who were a little bit more level-headed and understood that there were a number of unintended consequences, perhaps some intended. Mm. We were losing a community bank or credit union a day in America,
wow.
And as we lost them, many Americans were losing their dream of owning a home, being able to buy a new car, or frankly, just even put groceries on the table.
Right.
Currently, your numbers on Wall Street this Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 134 points. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
We've been hearing a lot of rumors about a phase two to the Republican tax plan that was passed in the later part of 2017. Well, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady says now's the time to act on phase two.
So we are working very closely with the president on that timetable in the House, and we will be consulting and are with the Senate on what best policies and format and timing for them as well. But look, you have to start with permanence because you can't overestimate the importance for growth and for certainty there. Secondly, we're looking at how do we should never settle, but ask always, how do we make our tax code more family-friendly and pro-growth? And there, I think we've got some opportunities in helping families save more and earlier in their life. And finally, look, America just fell out of the top 10 countries in the world for innovation. I want Congress to keep looking at how do we encourage more innovation here in the United States so we can win sort of that innovation race we're in with other countries. And so those are the broad strokes.
Okay.
Ways and Means Committee is developing that framework as we speak.
The trucking industry can't find enough drivers, and the trade group is saying that this is only going to be getting worse in the years to come. Should this driver shortage continue, this would mean you could be paying more at the grocery store and for anything you buy online, as companies could begin to add surcharges. It's also worth noting that Tesla is working on a self-driving semi. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.